This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to wait on God, even when you think it's too late. Recently, we talked about staying on the same page with God, but this can be most challenging, especially when you're waiting on God. And this was the case with Jairus, one of the synagogue leaders. So one day Jesus was out among the people when Jairus approached him and asked him to come back to his home quickly to save his dying daughter. Now, when Jesus walked among the people, there was always a large crowd. So as he was trying to make his way through the crowd and back to Jairus' home, messengers arrived to tell them not to bother going back to the house because the young girl was already dead. Now, personally, when I believe God hasn't responded to one of my prayers quickly enough, my response might either be despair, or maybe I might even have a little hint of attitude. But it's interesting, though, because in Mark 5, it says that Jesus ignored the comments of these messengers and instead turned directly to Jairus and said, "Trust me and don't be afraid." And as the story ends, Jesus goes to Jairus' home and brings the little girl back to life. So the next time you feel despair, or even a hint of attitude because you think God is late in answering one of your prayers, the key is to still trust him while you wait. And as you reflect on that, hold on to these words: "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." Isaiah 40:31. Share today's message and watch my demonstration on our YouTube channel of what it looks like to wait on God. So today, trust while you wait.